Jill Steadman has the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Many things have changed as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, including how we receive healthcare. Now that we can no longer pop into our GP clinic at the drop of a hat, we're relying on virtual services more than ever. While telemedicine has been available for years, the current pandemic has accelerated its adoption, as I've been finding out.
Video calls with your GP are becoming the new normal.
Hello, Mary. How are you doing, Mary? How can I help you today?
At Capel Street Medical Centre in Dublin City, they're embracing technology by using video and audio to carry out most of their consultations.
I was surprised that most of the things can actually be diagnosed and managed from a video call, because not only you can hear the patient, you can see the patient.
Dr. Lawrence Lau has been running his medical centre since 2016. When the pandemic hit, he started preparing his patients for online consultations.
Prescription now can be sent electronically from what we call as a health mail, which is a very secure GDPR compliant email. And these prescription sent from a doctor to the pharmacy directly is deemed as an original prescription, so it can be dispensed directly and immediately. So it's actually more convenient for the patient. The patient doesn't have to travel, it's much safer, and a lot of pharmacy nowadays do delivery as well. So once we finish consultation on video, we send electronically to the patient's nearest pharmacy, and the pharmacy can also deliver the medication for patient. So I would say that it's all good for patient care and delivery of patient care.
Just like Dr. Lau, over 1,200 clinicians are now using the HAS Health Service. The platform allows them to carry out their online consultations and was designed by the Web Doctor team. Its CEO is Oisin Kim.
We've seen basically a huge increase in consultants, counsellors, physios, chiropractors, pharmacists using our technology, using HAS Health to consult with their patients and customers, and to keep the patients away from their physical clinics and pharmacies, etc. It bodes well for the wider scale adoption, but also the understanding of what it can do and what it is suitable for.
Virtual consultation services are in high demand as a result of the pandemic. Web Doctor, which also runs the online consultation service for Leia, has been growing rapidly for the past year and soon hopes to reach 1 million customers in Europe. VHI has seen a 500% increase in its GP online services, with 1,900 online consultations carried out last month, compared to just 300 in August 2019. While My Clinic reported a 300% increase in consultation volumes in March and April. Dr. Terry Deeney, Chief Operating Officer at My Clinic, says he believes the pandemic has changed people's perception of telemedicine.
One of the strange benefits that's come out of all of this is that I think people have become a lot more comfortable with this type of service and are starting to see ways, not just in primary care, but in secondary hospitals and tertiary centres, you know, at specialist outpatient clinics, different ways that we might be able to use these services to cut down on waiting times to see consultants and all kinds of things like that. So I've no doubt that going forward, this is going to continue to be something that people use, and they're going to use it even more and more in different ways.
If things are not helping, just book a video call again, we can talk and see if we need
back
to.
Back at Capel Street Medical Centre, Dr. Lau is grateful that he will be able to attend to his patients online, regardless of the restrictions introduced.
Because of the lockdown, a lot of my patients, most of them were Dublin-based, but because of the lockdown, a lot of them then dispersed out back to their home. So I now have patients in Cork, in Donegal, in Letterkenny, you know, they're spread out. And even then, they're spread out. I was still able to continue to be their GP and care for them virtually and continue to give them all the care they need.
Dr. Lawrence Lau, GP at Capel Street Medical Centre there. That's the business news for the moment. I'll have more at 8:30. Back to you, Brian.